Hello, and welcome to the Health Service Division podcast series. I'm Deb Goss, Director of Clinical Consulting, your host today. And joining me is Michelle Kramer, Therapy Quality Assurance Specialist, as we discuss the triple check process. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Deb. I'm very excited about today's discussion about the triple check process. You know, when I conduct our quarterly therapy audits, I find that there are many ways and opportunities to decrease and or alleviate many of the errors that are identified on the audits, and that will reduce the potential for denials. There are six main areas that the triple check has significant impact on. If we just make sure that there is, for instance, evidence of the physician participation, like making sure that the physician orders, their certifications, plans of care, and updated plans of care are present, signed, and dated timely, that would help. Ensuring that the medical diagnoses and the treatment diagnoses support the skills as well as the therapy services being provided. The other thing to look for is the admission and the RUG dates and days are accurate and match the MDS and therapy. And MDS is accurately reflecting the patient's status and ADL end splits that are appropriate for the patient. It's also very important that the MDS minutes match the therapy services log from therapy. One of the other items that the community billers need to be aware of is making sure that there are speech therapy diagnosis codes that reflect on the UB04s to support the speech therapy services.
Boy, that's a lot to keep track of. I knew that our Medicare business or the Medicare systems were complex. You just identified a lot of moving parts, and now I know why that triple check process is such a valuable tool. Because of the complexity, that really ensures that the integrity and accuracy of the Medicare billed services, doesn't it? And then last but not least, it's also really part of your role, I think, the therapy audits that demonstrate there's always room for improvement.
That's right, Deb. On a monthly basis, a quarterly assurance check or triple check, and by triple check, this means having MDS, billing, and therapy really conduct a process prior to billing the claim to make sure we all match. An excellent process is to gather key participants in the Medicare program, like the therapy director or their designee, the MDS coordinator, the director of nursing or designee, business office staff, the Medicare coordinator if there is one, as well as the administrator in some cases are really important in the process.
And also important in that process is the medical records for reference. It's important the resident's medical record be brought to the meeting, not to mention the therapy logs, the MDS due dates, the billing communication log, copies of the validation report, monthly RUG census, reconciliation spreadsheet, if the PPS report's available, making sure that all of the documents are in that meeting with the people.
Yes, and another valuable tool is really, of course, the triple check audit form. There are actually two audit forms available on LCS Connect that are the Med A and the Med B form. So after gathering the people and the records, then the actual meeting can begin where they can check off each item.
Right. So the meeting is just a process, if I understand you correctly. Somebody is designated as the note taker or the moderator, and they guide the process by asking the stated item on the form. The appropriate individual or individuals then review their documents, their records, or logs, and they confirm or deny whether or not the presence of that said item that is there, that they have it, that it's completed.
Yes, and if the information isn't found or is missing or inaccurate, then each individual or department can be notified and then they can resolve that issue immediately. So when the form is completed and everything looks good, then they can file it in the business office or in the patient's financial file for easy reference.
And I want to add just quickly too, if a trend is identified. So if there is the administrator in attendance, or even if the note taker recognizes, you know, that's happened before, there's a trend of missing and or inaccurate items, then they want to start some type of a quality improvement plan, an action plan, so to speak, because we don't want to continually hold monthly or biweekly triple checks to find out that the same item is being inaccurately recorded or not present. We want to make sure that there's a system in place to constantly improve that and reduce the time spent in triple check. Michelle, are there other items we should talk about?
Yes, I think that one thing we should highlight in triple check is that, you know, what percentage of charts should be audited. And really, the rule of thumb is 100% of the Medicare A claims. And again, if you do a lot of the prep work prior to triple check, it makes triple check a lot easier to do. So if MDS and therapy are communicating ongoing about the diagnosis, about all the coding, and then communicating with the biller, making sure the dates and codes are matching, that really makes triple check very easy to complete at the end of the month. The other thing is that Part B claims, as we have them as well, is that typically we're saying about, if the monthly total is about 25 claims, then we're looking at 100% audit. And then if there's more than 25 claims per month, we kind of suggest 50% should be audited. But realistically, if you have the time, ideally you should really audit 100% of your bills before they're submitted for payment.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. Well, thanks for joining Michelle. Did I miss something? Is there something else we should cover?
Well, actually, I wanted to tell the listeners that our LCS Health Services Division will have a triple check how-to webinar available on LCS Connect soon. And I would like everyone to know to join us on our second Triple Check podcast when we invite staff from a community to discuss their implementation of the Triple Check process within their community.
Well, that's great, Michelle. I like the idea of being able to listen to individuals who conduct Triple Check kind of go over their processes. I think another important thing is where the policy and forms can be located. Do know that those are on LCS Connect in the folder Health Center and Nursing, and specifically the folder Medicare Manual. The forms and procedures under Chapter D are contained there. You can also use the search function on LCS Connect. I just find it easier to kind of go to the Medicare folder. Well, thanks, everyone. I look forward to everyone joining us in the very near future on another podcast.
Thank you so much, Deb, for having me participate on this podcast as well.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC, is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.